Would you stay just a little longer?
Cody Bears.
I hate to do it to you, sir, but it seems that yours are just custody.
You know what, as long as I have my chair, it's all good. You know, sir, I don't have the pink cover for Mr. Barrett.
Oh, this is Mr. Barrett, I'm sorry, that's mine, I'm sorry, I'm not functioning, that's mine, okay, I'm ready. Okay, Mr. Barrett, would you state your name and ADC number again for the record, sir? Okay, so I am going to ask you the next time if you could just speak up a little louder, but now let me just make a few comments. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing this morning regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on September the 18th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're representing yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today. And they are to my left, which would be to your right, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. And to his right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer for today. Mr. Barrett and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm? Mr. Barrett?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Barrett, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and once I read each of them, please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12E, as demonstrated by your attempting to contact the victim in your current violent offense on or about August the 24th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir.
What is that true or false, sir?
It's true.
Thank you so much, sir. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix on or about August the 24th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false, sir?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Barrett, I move to find that he was in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of the board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two of the hearing, the board at the end of phase two will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. However, we will begin phase two by receiving some background information on you coming from the Department of Corrections, and we'll be back to you shortly, sir. Mr. Osborne, sir, would you present us with that background information?
Yes, sir. Mr. Barrett was released from DOC custody on August 23rd of 2017. He was arrested on August 25th of 2017 by the Fugitive Apprehension Unit and the United States Marshal's Office on his crime and work status, and was returned back to our custody on August 26th of 2017 with one absconding, with a community supervision ending of November 13th of 2017. Current conviction, 2017, destruction of public jail, 1 year, 6 months. In 2017, aggravated assault, 1 year. He has one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no SUG or gang information noted. He has a mental disciplinary history with fighting noted, and he has a community risk score of G1, B3.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. Now, we're back to you, Mr. Barrett. It seems that when you were released, you were to go to TLC, and that, in Phoenix, and somehow, apparently, you, the notification was received that you left TLC facility on August the 24th, 2017, and it failed to return. Why did you leave TLC, sir? What was wrong with TLC? You just didn't like it, or what happened, sir?
No, sir. I just felt that I was not putting forth my best effort in finding a job, staying all day and not leaving. I just got a little overzealous to go and find work and employment and do things. So I just kind of got a little ahead of myself, I think.
Okay, sir. And then you were out such a short period of time, therefore I'm going to make an assumption that may be incorrect, but you didn't find any employment, did you, sir?
No, I misjudged some of the places that I would find employment, so I also wanted to try to take care of some things with the court on that edge of town, but I wasn't able to do so.
Okay, and you absconded before you were able to have a UA, to drop a UA, therefore we don't have any information on the UA at all, but this is, let me just make this statement, sir. Now, this is not a court of law, therefore we cannot, take any action against you all, against you at all, but I'm just wondering, you know, what happened that you tried or attempted to make contact with Ms. Witt, W-I-T-T, and you know that you were not supposed to. Any particular reason, sir?
They just have children in common that I'm responsible for, so that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. But you did not attempt to work out anything through your parole officer. Well, I guess you were not out long enough. I'm not saying that it could have worked for you, but that might have been one option that you would have looked at, saying, well, I will talk to my parole officer since we have these kids, common kids, so that maybe something could have been worked out, but apparently you decided not to go in that direction. But how old are the kids, sir, just for information purposes?
How old are they?
Yes, sir.
They're the ages of 9 and 12. They're twins.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. Well, I hope that in the future that you will find a legal way to be in contact with your kids. I can understand that, and I hope that you can find a way to be a father figure that they can look up to and be very pleased to refer to you as their father sometime in the future, regardless of what this board decides to do today. But at this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I see no questions coming from other board members. Therefore, sir, I'm going to ask if there's a final statement you would like to make to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination, sir. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. This is one of those situations where Mr. Barrett did not give community supervision an opportunity to work because he was out for such a short period of time. He was out, released, if I have my information correct, coming from Mr. Osborne. He was released on the 23rd. And on the 25th, he was back in, and then he was back to DOC on the 26th, which did not give an opportunity. As he said, that things were just not what, my words now, what he might have expected at TLC, and as a result of that, just did not work out for him in terms of finding employment or anything else that would have been productive. I think inasmuch as he's going to, if nothing else comes up, he's going to be released in November of this year without the supervision. I think it'd be best for him just to come up with a plan and get released at that time. And he won't have to be bothered with the Department of Corrections at that time with a parole officer. Therefore, I'm not in favor at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Okay. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Barrett violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways, in as much as we don't know what was going on in his life during that very short period of time. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, by the unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you, as I've stated before, you will be out on November the 13th of this year. At that time, you won't have any supervision. You will be on your own, and we wish you the best, and we hope that you can find a way to work legally, to have contact with your kids, and live a productive life. Good luck, sir, and your hearing is over. Thank you so much for your participation today, sir.
Thank you, sir.